Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
This week we're talking about nurturing a devotional life. Nurturing a devotional life. We'll be talking about that throughout the week. And today, we're talking about the first love. We don't drift into intimacy with God. We drift away, unfortunately, slowly, subtly, often unnoticed. The devotional life isn't about checking boxes. It's about returning to our first love. It's about choosing presence over performance. It's about communion over consumption. Spiritual disciplines are not spiritual chores. Come on. They are sacred rhythms that reorient our hearts to the one who never stops pursuing us. They're how we say, I still want you, Lord. And that's what we're talking about, our first love, with Mr. Nyaneti Rogers. Sir, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us this week.
Thank you, sir.
Kindly come close to your device. We seem to be hearing you from a distance. So, Nyaneti Rogers, when did your love for God feel most alive, and what changed?
I want to thank God for the opportunity and the program that we are talking about, devotional life. Hope I'm had.
Are you still there, sir?
You can hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Thank you. So the devotional rhythms that we are talking about here, allow me to bring about the program in a summary, devotional rhythms.
No. For now, I was asking about you. I was just trying to get to know you a little bit. When did your love for God feel most alive, and what changed?
Oh, sorry. It's more of a personal testimony.
Absolutely.
Maybe if I can speak from my end. I feel closest to God mostly when I have maybe something, some programs maybe which run throughout the week, and that nourishes me spiritually as a person, and it brings me closer to Him. And when I have something, something personal, maybe I want to talk to God in prayer, like let me put an example, like the beginning of the year, when we have 10 days of prayer,
yeah.
10 days of prayer. See, when you do it personally, like it's a personal program,
right,
and you want to devote it, 10 days of prayer, for example, it's a program that brought me close to God. Like when I wanted to begin the year, it brought me closer to God. Like I want to begin the year with God.
Right,
I want God
right.
to prepare me for the year 2025. Mm. And I may say that is one of the points when I felt closer to God.
Right. So what habits have replaced your hunger for His presence?
When it comes to habits, maybe that replace personally the hunger for God's presence, there are things like maybe when we change the routine, when I change the routine, like when I'm meant to begin a devotion, a Bible study in the morning, maybe a prayer in the morning, maybe, and the rhythmic weekly devotion. There are some habits like where you find I'm so much into, let's say, social media. Social media is something that takes that hunger for God, for God's presence from myself. Like let's say, if I'm into TikTok, if I'm into Facebook, if I'm into Instagram, that's the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is getting the updates about TikTok, getting updates about social media. That replaces that hunger for God's presence, and it is something that deprives that devotional thought that I'm supposed to have with the opposite. So I may say that habit, when it is cultivated, the habit getting devotionals from elsewhere. Let's say you want to be updated about the happenings of the world, the happenings of your country.
Yeah.
Like where I come from, when it is the time for politics, you see, you wake you wake up, you sleep on politics. That okay. really takes away that hunger
I
for
see.
God's presence.
I see. So how do you define devotion? And is your definition shaped by scripture or is it shaped by culture?
Devotion, from my end, is time set aside for, like in this context, if it's God, it's devotion for God. Like I'm devoted to do Bible study. I'm devoted to pray. I'm devoted to go to church on Sabbath. I'm devoted to contribute some things. So devotion is time set aside for God. Purposely and something that given that is given a priority.
And
is it shaped by scripture or culture?
Yes.
From where I see, I can say it should be both. Like it should be shaped by scripture, and once it is shaped by scripture, it becomes a culture.
Okay.
You see, if you start practicing it, like what Jesus could do, we read in the Bible that Jesus could go and spend some time alone. We read from the Bible some people like David could pray. We read from the Bible some people like Daniel could pray in the morning, in the afternoon, and even evening. It became a culture. As much as we may say the culture, the Hebrew culture did that, like talk of the Muslim who pray like five times a day, that's a culture. But it is, when it is shaped by the scripture, like you've taken some nuggets from the scripture and you start practicing them, they become culture.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then, what would it look like to return to your first love this week? If you were to advise somebody, just take us through your experiences. What would it look like to return to your first love this week?
When you talk of first love, that means there is a drifting. There is a way of moving away from that first love. And then there is a realization that you've drifted.
Yes.
So the first should be that realization that indeed I've drifted from my first love.
Right.
And when you realize that, it's just a matter of acknowledging that you've drifted, and then you make an about turn.
Yeah.
So that about turn means you start going back. Fortunately, when it comes to godly behaviors, when you make an about turn, you don't need to go back.
Right.
You don't need to walk the distance that you walked away from God, because God is always pursuing us. God is always on pursuit. He is always on our back.
Yeah.
The moment we make about turn, we meet Him. So I could like to say what I need to do, like for myself this week, if I want to go back to my first love, it is to realize that I drifted back and make an about turn, intentionally so, and begin, go back to that first love, devote myself and begin cultivating that personal relationship with my Maker.
Right. Wow. Okay. And the final question, Brother Rogers, what fear or what shame keeps you from drawing nearer to God?
In the current dispensation, what normally keeps us off, especially from the spiritual matters, is that fear of losing it altogether. You see at times from the cultures where you come from, you are found backward. You are found to be uncivilized when you practice such things. You can imagine like you are in a party somewhere, and that party eats into your devotional time. And then instead of you devoting yourself into that program, you could want to fit into that party. So that is fear of being tagged as an uncivilized, fear of being called a backward. So it is good for us to put off that fear or that shame that people will call us a backward.
Right. Brother Rogers, are you still there? His line just dipped there. Do apologize for that. Hoping we'll be able to have him finish his point. And it doesn't appear so. In the very last question, as he's giving his parting shots, the line dips. All right. All right. Brother Rogers, are you still there?
Still there.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. We missed out on the last comments we're making there. Just finish off the last part. Go ahead.
Yes, I was saying we should not be entangled into the fear or shame of keeping us drifting away from God.
Yeah.
Just because we called backward, we fear to be called uncivilized, to be called not done. But that love, you know, when you are in love with God and you know that God first of all loved you before you love him, you will do that pertains to that. You will devote yourself in that presence of God. And indeed, it will become an habit that will not be broken.
Right. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. That's our beginning of the week, Brother Rogers. Thank you ever so much for your time. We're going to do this the whole week. Looking forward to talking to you. Kindly have a wonderful day because we want you back and fresh and ready to talk to us tomorrow. Have a wonderful day further, Brother Rogers.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.